Americans for Tax Reform, the conservative group headed by anti-tax crusader Grover Norquist, used IRS data to publish a paper that says about 115,000 New Yorkers left the state in 2013. Matthew Lassner, associate professor of urban studies at Hunter College, theorizes about the exodus.
States like New York, including older northern and eastern cities, is a long-term trend, and if we see a recent uptick, it's probably because we saw a dip during the Great Recession.
Lassner believes tax policy and business unfriendly policies likely play a smaller role in people's deciding to move south and west out of New York than one might be led to think, that businesses moving lead the way for relocations.
And it's a trend that goes back even 100 years. Many Americans sort of stop moving altogether during the Great Recession, and this tends to happen whenever we see an economic downturn. And then when the economy picks back up, people start moving again.
Millions of Americans annually move from state to state for various reasons, including seeking tax relief. Kiplinger has launched a 2015 tax map that shows New York holding down the number 5 position on its list of 10 least tax-friendly states. Sandra Block is senior associate editor at Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine.
Start with the state's income tax. It kicks in really early. A 4% income tax kicks in for a married couple at $16,450, which is a pretty low threshold for people to start paying 4% on their income. And then for higher income people, it goes up to 8.8% for people who make more than $1 million. That's a lot of money. New York has one of the highest gas taxes in the country. It's 46 cents a gallon. And your property taxes are among the highest in the U.S. The other issue is, even though the state sales tax is relatively low at 4%, local jurisdictions tack a lot onto that. The average combined state-local sales tax rate is 8.5%. That's the seventh highest in the country.
Connecticut and New Jersey rank second and third, respectively, on Kiplinger's list. Rhode Island, Vermont, and Maine come in at numbers 6, 7, and 8. Lassner weighs in.
Clearly, there's a long-term shift in population in the U.S. to the south and to the west, away from major cities. I think it's a little bit more worrisome for upstate New York than it is for downstate, but I imagine most of the population is leaving from downstate.
But proving Northeasterners don't have to move thousands of miles to escape taxes, Delaware tops the list of 10 most friendly tax states.
What makes Delaware stand out, and it has topped our list several years in a row, is that Delaware is a haven for corporate headquarters. And I think the state makes so much money off of the corporations that have their headquarters there, which is related to the friendly way that Delaware treats them, that it's able to offer very low income taxes for residents.
Links to the reports are up at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.